This audio series is brought to you by PharmaState, an exclusive application for pharma industry professionals.
Hello friends, in this audio series, you will listen to 36 most frequently asked interview question and answers for regulatory affairs profile in pharma industry. This audio series is in three parts, each of 12 questions. This is the third part. Question number 25. What are the patent certifications under Hatch-Waxman Act? Answer. As per the Hatch and Waxman Act, generic drug and 505(b)(2) applicants should include certifications in their applications for each patent listed in the Orange Book for the innovator drug. This certification must state one of the following. First, that the required patent information relating to such patent has not been filed. Second, that such patent has expired. Third, that the patent will expire on a particular date. Or fourth, that such patent is invalid or will not be infringed by the drug for which approval is being sought. A certification under paragraph 1 or 2 permits the ANDA to be approved immediately if it is otherwise eligible. A certification under paragraph 3 indicates that the ANDA may be approved when the patent expires. Question number 26. What is meant by 180-day exclusivity? The Hatch-Waxman amendments provide an incentive of 180 days of market exclusivity to the first generic applicant who challenges a listed patent by filing a paragraph 4 certification and thereby runs the risk of having to defend a patent infringement suit. 180-day exclusivity could be granted to more than one applicant. An example is 180-day exclusivity was granted to Ranbaxy and Watson Laboratories for marketing generic version of Lipitor, that was atorvastatin calcium. 27. What are the procedures for approval of drug in EU? Answer. Centralized procedure, decentralized procedure, mutual recognition procedure, and national procedure. Question number 28. What is the full form of abbreviation CEP? It could be Certificate of Suitability to the Monographs of the European Pharmacopoeia or Certificate of Suitability of Monographs of the European Pharmacopoeia or Certificate of Suitability of European Pharmacopoeia Monographs. 29. What is CEP? It is a certificate which is issued by Certification of Substances Division of European Directorate for the Quality of Medicines. When the manufacturer of a substance provides proof that the quality of substance is suitably controlled by the relevant monographs of the European Pharmacopoeia. Question number 30. Few full forms of some of the abbreviations related to regulatory affairs. NDA, New Drug Application, ANDA, Abbreviated New Drug Application, IND, Investigational New Drug Application, DMF, Drug Master File, ASMF, Active Substance Master File, MAA, Marketing Authorization Application, CEP, Certificate of Suitability to the Monographs of the European Pharmacopoeia, ICH, the International Conference on Harmonization of Technical Requirements for Registration of Pharmaceuticals for Human Use, CTD, Common Technical Document for the Registration of Pharmaceuticals for Human Use, AP, Applicants Part, RP, Restricted Part, OP, Open Part, CP, Closed Part, NME, New Molecular Entity, NCE, New Chemical Entity, SMPC, Summary of Product Characteristics, PL, Packaging Leaflet, RMS, Reference Member State, CMS, Concerned Member State, CHMP, the Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use, CPMP, Committee for Proprietary Medicinal Products, CVMP, Committee for Medicinal Products for Veterinary Use, SUPAC, Scale Up and Post Approval Changes, BACPAC, Bulk Active Chemicals Post Approval Changes, CGMP, Current Good Manufacturing Practice, GCP, Good Clinical Practice, GLP, Good Laboratory Practice. Question number 31. What is a marketing authorization application? It is an application filed with the relevant authority in the Europe, typically the UK's MHRA or EMA's Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use, to market a drug or medicine. As per UK's MHRA, applicants for new active substances are described as full applications. Applications for medicines containing existing active substances are described as abbreviated or abridged applications. 32. What are the well-known drug regulatory agencies across the world? The list is US FDA, United States of America, Food and Drug Administration, MHRA, Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, EMA, European Union, European Medicines Agency, EDQM, European Union, European Directorate for the Quality of Medicines, TGA, Australia, Therapeutic Goods Administration, HC, Canada, Therapeutic Products Directorate in Health Product and Food Branch, Japan, PMDA, Pharmaceutical and Medical Devices Agency, France, French Agency for the Safety of Health Products, Germany, Federal Institute for Drug and Medical Devices, Brazil, the National Health Surveillance Agency, India, CDSCO, Drug Controller General of India who heads CDSCO, Switzerland, Swiss Medic, Swiss Agency for Therapeutic Products, and in Singapore, it is HSA, Health Sciences Authority. In New Zealand, it is MedSafe, New Zealand Medicines and Medical Devices Safety Authority. 33. What are the chemical classification codes for NDA? Number 1. New Molecular Entity. Number 2. New Ester, New Salt or Other Non-Covalent Derivative. Number 3. New Formulation. 4. New Combination. 5. New Manufacturer. 6. New Indication. 7. Drug already marketed but without an approved NDA. 8. OTC, over-the-counter switch. Question number 34. What are the differences between NDA and 505(b)(2) application? NDA, that is New Drug Application, is all investigations replied on by applicant for approval were conducted by or for applicant and for which applicant has right of reference. It is generally filed for newly invented pharmaceuticals. Whereas 505(b)(2) application, in this one or more investigation relied on by applicant for approval were not conducted by or for applicant and for which applicant has not obtained a right of reference. Generally, filed for new dosage form, new route of administration, new indication, etc. for already approved pharmaceuticals. 5. What is an ASMF? It is Active Substance Master File. Is a submission which is made to EMA, MHRA or any other drug regulatory authority in Europe to provide confidential intellectual property or know-how of the manufacturer of the active substance. In simple words, it is a submission made to European drug regulatory agencies on the confidential information of active substance or active pharmaceutical ingredient. Question number 36. What is MHRA? The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency are required under European law to inspect clinical trials of investigational medicinal products conducted by both commercial and non-commercial organizations. GCP inspectors assess compliance with all relevant legislation and guidance. this audio series had two more audios. For more such articles and audios, visit PharmaState blog and PharmaState application. Thank you.